The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parsha Sisra being the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, so there's always a concept of Kriya Me'oreres Es Hazman, which means that when we read something in the context of Kriya Sater, it's not just a reading, it's not just learning that portion of the Torah, but it's actually experiencing it. Which is why, even though the minig by some kehilas is to lane Parshas Yisroi during the year with what's called Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, with what's called the regular trop, the regular time that's in the Torah, and only on Shavuos, when Shavuos is the actual time that we experience, that we live, that we relive Matan Torah, then to lane with Tam Elyon, which is the actual Tamim of Torah, the way it was given, not the way it's written in the Torah, but the way it was given by Maimon Har Sinai. Our minhag, however, is to lane with the Tam Elyon as well, Shabbos Parshas Yisroel, because Shabbos Parshas Yisroel, we experience Maimon Har Sinai. So, to discuss for a few minutes a little bit of a halachic issue that's based on, predicated on the experience of what it was for Klal Yisrael, Maimon Har Sinai will bring up an interesting point. And that is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Amud Beis, discussing the psukim leading up to Maimon Har Sinai, where Klal Yisrael was mitzuvah ala prisha. They were mitzuvah to abstain from marital relationships for 3 days before Matan Torah in order that they should be tahirim. They shouldn't be tmei keri. There shouldn't be an omission makes a person tamei. He's not in a state of tahara. Heim u'nishoisem. They were poirish. They were poirish for marital relations. That's a psukim barichus. The Gemara on Shabbos discusses the barichus. So the Gemara says that based on that concept of tahara as a state of preparedness for Kabbalah Satorah, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, says that a balkeri is also b'talmud Torah. This was a takona koidemis from Ezra Sofer, the beginning of the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, that Torah has to be learnt in a state of spiritual preparedness, in a state of tahara. They will mevatel ultimately, it would seem at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, or maybe even after that, because of the difficulty you'd have many people not learning because their accessibility to tahara, to a mikveh, is not necessarily so poshut. So therefore, they will mevatel takona. Not only that, but the way the Gemara says, the Lashon, the Gemara says, divrei Torah ain't a mekablam tuma. Better for a person to be prepared for Torah always, that it's always time to learn, than to have times in his life when he can't learn and he has to abstain from learning. That was a consideration of Chazal, the Umavatl, the original Tak. Of course, there is a state of Tahira that's definitely commendable, admirable, and advisable for a person who wants to learn Tahira, wants to daven in a higher state of spiritual preparedness, always to have that Tahara. And that's the Inyan of toveling in a mikvah whenever possible. In any case, what the Gemara says, the Gemara that we just quoted in Brachos Daf Chof, is that a Balkeri in the original Takana can't speak Divrei Torah, but he's allowed to be Maharer, he's allowed to think about Torah, think about Divrei Torah, even though there's a Mandaoma that Hiru Kedibur, from a halachic sense of point of view, Hiru Kedibur, but in this context not. Even though in certain halachic contexts, we'll take an example. Not so simple that if a person is maharher, that today is the 32nd day of the Omer, that he's not yetzer the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. That's one context. Or here, l'moshel l'gabi krishma, it's not so pasha that he has to say the words. Al kaponim, in that context, l'chayra, he's not allowed to say divrei Torah. No, we're not geyser. So Tosfos just points out that the Gemara is saying, even though here kidibur, and by Maimed Har Sinai, they were medabrim. Now, what's the takona that Ezra Sefer instituted was not to talk divrei Torah in a state of spiritual unpreparedness. Why? Similar to the experience of Klal Yisrael that had to be Tohar in order to engage in Divrei Torah by Maimon HaSinai. What does that mean that they engaged by Maimon HaSinai in Divrei Torah? They didn't speak. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. They were Shoymim. So Tosis points out that we have a halachic principle called Shomei Kohanim. Shomei Kohanim, if you hear somebody making Kiddush, right? You hear somebody making Hamoitzi or any other bracha, you're Yoitzi with the bracha. Shomei Kohanim, that's called you spoke. That's the Adkan Divrei Tosis. So that, there's a few halachic principles in place. Points out the Or Sameach in Perek Dal Mehilchus Krishma Halacha Ches. He says that the Mashmois would be that he allowed to be Mahara B'Divrei Torah to be Shemeya Divrei Torah, that not. The seeming Pshat in the Bavli is that one is not allowed to hear Divrei Torah because the hearing, again, like we just said, Shemeya K'medaber. So one would not be allowed to engage in Shmia, where we have a dinat shemei k'medaber, the lashon is hiru k'medaber. But shemeya ke'oina. If shemeya ke'oina, then l'chor would be also for him to hear divrei Torah, because it would be ke'oina, it's as if he's saying them. Says Rmei Simcha, the Yerushalmi in Brachas and Peregimel, over here on these sugis, the Yerushalmi says that shmias divrei Torah is mutter for a balkari. That means if we want to work backwards, it would seem that by Har Sinai, the Issa would only, the Tzorich for Tahara, the Issa for Balkari would have only been for Dibur, not for Shmia. But then we're back to square one. That's Rav Meir Simcha's argument, that according to the Yerushalmi, if Shmia is Mutter, and that we're not going to learn out, that Shmia should be Aser, so then by definition, the source by Har Sinai is questionable because over there Klal Yisrael didn't talk. Klal Yisrael only heard. Elamai, what are you going to say? That the hearing is considered Shemei Ka'ina. With that, they're considered Midabrim B'Divitari, and that's why we learn out that's also Davi Divitari. But if the Yerushalmi is going to tell us that a Balkari is allowed to hear Divi, he's allowed to listen to a Shir. He's allowed to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. He's just not allowed to talk, so then by definition, Klal Yisrael wasn't doing anything more than that by Har Sinai. So why? In the source, which is over there, should that have necessitated Tahara? What's the source? Elamai, you tell me if Har Sinai is different. If Har Sinai is different, then how could you learn out from there that a Balkari also be Divrei Torah? So the Osamech says a vort, which is a famous discussion whenever Shemei Kohen comes up. He brings from the Mechilta, the Medrash, that says that when Klal Yisrael heard Maimon Har Sinai, they answered, the machlokes exactly between Reb Kivin and Rishmol, how they answered, but they affirmed what they heard. Either Al Hain, when the on an assay of Zochos Yamashav Slakacha, they said Hain, they answered in the affirmative. When the Rabban Shem, when they heard Kiviyochel the Kol saying Lo Sinof, they answered Lav, or both on Hain and on Lav, they answered Hain. They affirmed with an affirmation, both. Vinishvi, they answered. What's the difference between answering and Shemeya, which is Ke'oina? If you tell me Shemei Kohanim is Mutter, that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi. And you tell me the reason why, that's the Meir saying, over there, the reason why it necessitated Tahara was because over there there were Oinim Mamish. What's the difference? So here we have famous rate. For starters, by the way, we'll explore for a moment, what does Shemei Kohanim mean? Does Shemei Kohanim mean, and there's a famous chakira, that when somebody else is moitzi me, kiddish, or hamoitzi, whatever it is, any bracha, birchas hamazon, birchas hazimun, when somebody else is moitzi me, that's called, he said it, I didn't say it, but my listening gives me as if, let's say it differently, not as if I said, my listening to him, I'm yoitzi despite that I didn't say it. My listening means that I have the koyach, the mitzvah, the declaration, whatever you want to call it, of his saying. What do I have? I have his saying. Oidoma not. Oidoma the pshat is that when I'm a shemeya by his active listening, the participation in somebody else's saying, is called that he's saying himself. So for instance, this famous raid, the Gedolei Achronim discuss, that what's mentioned in Poiskim, that Birchas Kohanim, one Kohen standing on the Duchen can't be Yaitz with another Kohen, because by Birchas Kohanim, it's not enough to say it. in which case saying would be enough Shemei Kohenu. Yeah, it has to be an Amira B'Kol Rom. The Kohen has to be Mevarech Es Ha'om with a Kol Rom, with a discernible voice. The Om has to be able to hear it. It could be that if I listen to somebody saying, I actively listen, and I concentrate, and I have a mind to be Yoitza, it's called I said it, but I certainly didn't say it for Kol Rom. So they tell her that this type of Chakir. In any case, if you learn that Shemei Kohenu is Kedibur, then it would make sense that it would have the Isra Vakari also the David Devetei rules on Shemei Kohenu. But if you say that Shemei Kohenu is just a Yoitzev, it's not called you saying, so then you can hear there's a fundamental chilik. So, l'chor, the reason why the Yerushalmi is matter is because the Yerushalmi holds Shemei Kohenu is not in ganzen gesagt. It's not, you didn't say it, in the full sense of the word. However, what Acharonim point out, Rav Shmuel Zofsky talks about this in Sefer Zichron and Shmuel, in Simon Yud Ches at length, the Stipler talks about this in Brachas, Simon Chavov, is that Anias Omein, even if we say Shemei Kohenu, is only a passive Yotzi Dechevosei type of Shemei Kohenu. It's not Kohenu Mamish, but it's just you Yotzi as if Oina, but you're not the Oina Mamish. That's only by a Shemei in a passive sense. But a Shemei who affirms his listening with an Omein, Anias Omein upgrades the level of Shemei. Since you're an active participant, that's called Kohenu Mamish. If it's Kohen Amish, then it would be called as if you said, so if Klaiso said, hey, al hein hein, valav lav, they affirmed actively, it wasn't just a passive listening, well, they weren't just yoitza, but it's ki'ilu, they said, they made the actual amir. That would be the Geshmak and Teretz over here. The only thing is, one could question the basic premise over here, to say, if you want to use this type of, yusoid, that Klal Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai, with their saying hein, was kilu they were mitstarif to the dibur vakodesh baruch hu. Somehow it's hard to hear that the hain of Klal Yisrael made them into oimrim with hakodesh baruch hu. Unless you're going to say this is already divrei drush that the Rabban Shalom, of course, kiviyachol, we have no concept what that means, that the Rabban Shalom kiviyachol spoke to them. There's no conceptual framework to try to understand that. But we do understand that Klal Yisrael reached the highest pinnacle of Nevuah. So in that sense, that would be called Diburei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mirrored, echoed, and they were nitzarif to Diburei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that would be the basis for such a discussion. The other way to really address this type of issue is to say that this that we learn out from Maimon Har Sinai, we're not learning out the act of Dibur of Divrei Torah, Shmiya of Divrei Torah, and so on and so forth. What we're learning out is that Divrei Torah is mechayev, a state of spiritual preparedness. We learn out from Maimon Har Sinai what the parameters of, what does that mean? If a person is in the state of Tumah, it's not that he did anything wrong, it's part of life, but Lamaisa, he's not right now in a heightened sense, in a heightened state of spiritual preparedness. That is not consistent with Divrei Torah. Where do we learn that out from? From the original experience of being connected to Divrei Torah, which was the Shmiya of Divrei Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be that over there was Shmiya, it was not Dibur. So one would say that the Shmiya over there was such a powerful, overwhelming experience that they needed that state of spiritual preparedness. Whereas the Yerushalmi will say that for us, when we talk Divrei Torah, that's a very strong expression of Divrei Torah. V'dibar tabom, therefore you need that state of preparedness. Shmiya not, and the Bavli will hold not that way. The Bavli will hold also Shemeh Divrei Torah. What's the difference if you're giving the share or if you're hearing the share? Either way, you're in a state of connecting with Divrei Torah, so they're not. Mashen can hear, the Gemara says, that for sure wouldn't be Osir. You have the same discussion, Lamashal, Legabei, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, legabei birchas Torah. Poskim paskin, Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in that way, that hirur b'divrei Torah is not mechayev birchas Torah in Erechaim Simen Mem Zayin. The Goyin holds not that way. The Vilna Goyin holds that hirur b'divrei Torah, thinking and learning is a full connection to divrei Torah. It's mechayev the brach of lasik b'divrei Torah. What's the machlokes? Whether there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on thinking and learning? Pashtus, not. The Torah says, V'gisam bom. You're not mekayim a mitzvah. If somebody is thinking profoundly into a kasha that he had, pshat negemara, to understand the dvar Torah, he's not mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Tashis, that's not the machloikis. The machloikis is what level of expression of divrei Torah is mechayiv a separate bracha. So if he's speaking, so that's the sharpest, clearest, most physical expression of learning Torah. If it's just an intellectual, not just in the sense of belittlement, but it's less of a maisa, therefore it needs less of a bracha. So we'll say also the state of spiritual preparedness, also if it's less, if it's more internal, it's less external, less of maisa, needs less of a hakana. That would be the other way to approach this issue. Either way, what we are learning out is the context of Maimon Hasina being the source of our state of connecting, experiencing with Divrei Torah. When a Yid sits down by a Gemara, he's carving out his own mini Maimon Hasinai Dika experience. That's the bottom line. Every time a Yid sits down by a Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, every time a person sits down alone with his children, his grandchildren, he's giving them over kiviyochol, the coil that was by Hasinai. That's our Messiah, that's our reality, that's the Kiyem Chayenu V'Arif Yomenu that we live and breathe.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.